With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A backpack full of goodies for the new school year. Radio K-Man's Keely Ebanks reports.
Rotary Sunrise recently donated 30 backpacks filled with school supplies, 15 for primary and high school each. According to a press release, the aim is to ensure that the last thing students have to worry about is whether they have notebooks or a pencil, allowing them to focus on their education. It's the second year for the Back to School initiative, in which the club was able to provide the bags to the Department of Children and Family Services. Co-director of Community Service, Jenna Mungal, says they hope to continue supporting the families of Cayman each year. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Keely Ebanks.
The National Gallery is hosting a special tea and tour event for seniors.
This event is free thanks to support from EY and is part of the gallery's wider mission to make art accessible to everyone in our community.
Jessica Ebanks with the National Gallery promises a fantastic event for local seniors.
The event will begin with a tour of our new exhibition, Tropical Visions, Landscape Painting from the National Collection, with the chance to share stories and memories inspired by the artwork. Following the tour, we'll serve tea, sandwiches, and pastries in our auditorium. This event is open to all seniors and is a wonderful way to socialize and view some of our beautiful local artwork.
Seniors' tour and tea party is from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on Friday. You're encouraged to RSVP by calling 945-8111. Transportation assistance can be arranged if requested. And more than 100 guests enjoy an evening with His Excellency the Governor to celebrate the 6th annual Cayman Connection UK reception. Every year, CCUK's reception brings together Caymanian students who are studying in the UK and those who are preparing to go to the UK for the first time. It also welcomes those who are sponsoring scholarships for the students abroad and, in addition, provides a platform for students to network with potential employers. Alanis Linward is a former UK student.
CCUK has been great with regards to experience. I got to meet a lot of Caymanian students, not only in London where I was studying, but all over the UK. There's also the opportunity to meet people outside of the student life, people that are friends of Cayman as well, and you have a great connection and you never feel like you're by yourself in the UK.
In his remarks, His Excellency the Governor Martin Roper noted Cayman Connection UK does a, quote, excellent job supporting Caymanian students while studying in the UK, and explains education is important for nurturing UK-Cayman links.
I think links between Cayman and the UK, particularly in education, we've got the English curriculum being rolled out in schools in Cayman in September, and then university links, having more and more Caymanian students going to the UK, something that I really want to promote.
Audio there courtesy of CIG TV. For more information, check out caymanconnections.org. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. The outgoing head of Sudan's military council, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, has been sworn in as head of a new body which will oversee Sudan's transition to democracy. He'll be in charge of the sovereign council for the first 21 months. A civilian will then take over until elections, planned for 2022. President Maduro has confirmed that senior Venezuelan officials have been talking to members of the Trump administration. Mr. Maduro said the talks have been going on for months with his permission. It comes after a media report suggested that a powerful government figure had been negotiating Mr. Maduro's removal from office with Washington. China has threatened to impose sanctions on US companies involved in a planned US arms sale to Taiwan. Reiterating Beijing's opposition to such a deal, the foreign ministry spokesman said China would take all necessary measures to safeguard its interests. The biggest online retailer in the world, China's Alibaba, has reportedly postponed plans to raise billions of dollars on Hong Kong's financial markets due to concerns over instability in the territory after weeks of mass protests. Protests in Indonesia's easternmost provinces have continued for a third day, despite calls for calm by the President Joko Widodo. In the latest unrest, around 1,000 people took to the streets of Timika City in Papua Province, holding banners and shouting, "We are not monkeys." BBC News.